My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
I might have to wear this every segment now. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, man. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Adetula here with you. And
Bring back memories.
Right before the mics cut on here in the studio, Lopez goes, got to strap him up.
Got to buckle up.
Got to buckle up. He is indeed wearing a leather helmet from the year, I imagine, 1927.
Something like that.
As he is continuing to pay off his
I'm kind of liking it, man.
A&M Notre Dame. Yeah, see, this is the thing. This is not necessarily punishment. You're enjoying this way.
This part I am. That one was rough, but I'll wear it again for the last segment with the boys in the afternoon. But yeah, I'm like, hey, we're getting ready to come back on. Buckle up, boys. Let's go.
Buckle up. Let's go. Also, another buckle up situation. Hey, buckle up, Texans, because Derek Stingley got him the Mulligetta train. And he's also been equipped with more, you know, more leaves, more kind of data points that have fallen out when it comes to compensation for top tier cornerbacks in this league. As this morning we learned that the Denver Broncos and that Walton money going around. That's right. Thank you for that sound effect, Fig. Patrick Surtain, cornerback for the Denver Broncos. Got paid record deal, 4-year, $96 million. Yep. I appreciate it. It really did deserve a second one. $24 million average annual value is good for, by far, the most when it comes to cornerbacks. And that's by, what, $3 million over Jair Alexander's $21 million a year. However, which I think he signed in 2022. However, I think the interesting part about this here, for me, I try and look more at percentage of cap now because I think these numbers have gotten so big that like the average person who is not making millions of dollars sees $96 million and we all go ooga like a cartoon fox or whatever, and we lose all sense of like scale. And so like the percentage of the cap I think also gives us a little bit more insight into like what how much a team is actually allocating of their budget to a player. And that number is actually tracking backwards a little bit. So Patrick Surtain comes in at fifth when it comes to percentage of percentage of the cap, rather, for a cornerback contract. Funny enough, it's all kind of tracking backwards a little bit. 10.7% is the highest with Marshawn Lattimore, which was signed in 21. Jair Alexander, previously aforementioned, just about 10%. That's second. Marlon Humphrey, who signed his deal in 2020. Like Denzel Ward signed his deal in 2022. So like it's not, it's still high, don't get me wrong, like
9.4%.
yes, but it's not like quarterbacks that seems to just be like a full upward trend exponentially. But again, another big money deal, at least when it comes to the average annual value, and knowing you're going to have to shell out damn near 9 to 10% of your
well cap. And David Mulligetta, I promise you, either called or texted Derek Stingley and said, that's the floor. That's the floor.
Did he even use that many words? He might have sent two emojis. Money bag, money bag.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the floor for Derek Stingley. If he does what he does, that is, what we think he's going to do.
If he have an all-pro year.
That's the floor. 96. And the guarantee, of course, is monstrous as well. The guarantee being $77 million for Derek Stingley.
And so basically you're guaranteeing the first three,
yeah.
Which seems to be kind of standard.
Guarantees are getting bigger, though.
Yeah.
Guarantees are getting bigger. But no, not only is that the floor, I think it also, and you've heard me say this, and I know we're going to talk about this a lot as we move forward here.
Sean just walking by the studio with a big bleep eating grin on his face every time he sees.
Buckle up, Sean. I'm liking this, man. Hey,
he gonna come in with some football pants in a minute.
I'm kind of getting back to 1979, man. I'm getting kind of.
We should have made them get some football pants with it too.
I want to get in a stance. I want to get in a stance. I want to hit somebody.
Do it during the break.
Not the pants. The pads are really where it is.
I want to hit someone.
And not just the new pads, but they really form-fitting, like the 1980s pads.
Oh, big shoulder. Well, you can see them in that picture that I tweeted. Big old giant shoulder pads.
Looking like Robert Brazil.
Yes.
And I had a neck roll. Did you notice the neck roll?
You
had to notice the neck roll on that. It's on my Twitter.
It is kind of sad that we don't necessarily have dudes out here with the neck roll.
You felt like
really,
such a badass.
Yeah. The butterfly collar is the one for me.
You know, the big one on the back.
Yeah, the butterfly collar.
That was after my time. That was after my time. But back to what we're saying. I've said this before. You're going to hear this a lot. This is what good teams can do. Not just this contract. I'm talking about make that type of contract work with a quarterback on a big contract.
Sure.
And that's where we're going here in Houston.
Yeah. Another instance where you know for certain that there's going to come a time where you have to pay these dudes very well. It's the good problem to have, but a problem nonetheless that you have these many good dudes, which is great. You're going to have to find a way to make all those salaries work. And you're starting to get a figure or a feeling on what that figure might look like.
Yeah.
And it's probably not going to be less than 24 mil as extension eligibility for Stingley comes up in 25.
Yeah. Yeah. And not only Stingley. See, that's the thing. When you draft good, they all come due.
Yeah. Because you got Stingley. You got CJ, obviously. You got Will Anderson Jr.
Yeah.
You got a lot of folks, man. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I know Tank Dell going to get there.
Yeah.
If he keep doing what he doing.
I don't want to do this today, but at some point, maybe after the season, who's going to be their Tyreek Hill? Who's going to be the one where, you know what? Gotta let you go, brother. We love you. But we got other fish to fry, and they have to make that decision as well.
Man, people love this. The leather helmet in particular. Can we just make this a football Friday staple? Fridays?
I want to wear. I really want to get on a sled.
No, you don't.
I want
to
get on a sled, man.
See, now that's the poison. That's the leather poison that's getting to your brain. Is now you're starting to think you actually want to do football activity. Hey, man, professional football players don't want to do the football activity. That's why they be holding down the training camp and stuff, because they want to get to the regular season.
Just once. I'll just hit it once.
You got to save this helmet for next year.
For old time's sake.
Save it for next year and go to training camp with that on.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a bet.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That's a hell of a bet.
That's my payback to Sean. He's got to go to training camp with his helmet on.
You've been getting all sorts of looks this morning. It's been great.
Oh, it's great.
Speaking of contract details, we mentioned yesterday that Trent Williams ended up ending his holdout when it came to the San Francisco 49ers, but we didn't get details. We got details now. $48 million fully guaranteed. He'll get $26 million signing bonus, moving him to $103 million in guarantees. So he's on track to earn over, get this, and again, ready yourself for the Awuga moment.
Yeah.
$250 million in his career.
I mean,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
That's good work if you can get it, first
you
of
know.
All. First of all. Secondly, did this contract extension, this contract itself make you go, wow? Like, I thought, like, this is first world problems. But I thought that was about in line, if not maybe on the good side for the team.
And he even went as far as to say, and I do wonder if, like, this played into the money or whatever. Mm-hmm. He said that, you know, seeing the Ricky Purcell, that you know, injury, it's weird to call it injury, incident where he was shot in an attempted robbery, kind of, like, jarred him into, like, I guess a feeling of he needed to just be there with his team.
Yeah.
And so I do wonder if some of that helped him, got him to a place where he's like, it's fine, I don't need to get nearly as much.
Yes.
I don't want to speak for him in that way. I know that I heard him specifically mention that part, but I don't know that it fully extends all to those places. But that left tackle who really makes that offense go, if we're going to be completely honest, is Beckentel. So the Niners, again, looking like they got everything together at the right time. Now, we didn't mention this yesterday, but we probably should have, because we were coming off of the Labor Day weekend. We're still close enough. Robert Florio of Pro Football Talk is throwing up this idea. I wouldn't consider it reporting, because he did not put it in those hard terms. But he is kind of floating it in such a way that it feels like he's hearing whispers and rumors, but not in a way that is actionable.
Yeah.
But apparently the NFL is starting to look at the possibility of starting the season on Labor Day weekend, which would kind of make sense, especially if they do the thing that we're all kind of anticipating, which is adding another game.
Yes.
Removing that that third preseason game and turning that into a real life bona fide regular season game and starting the weekend, or starting on Labor Day weekend, where that's typically been a space where for your last forays into your summer activities before you get locked down into the fall activity of watching football. Particularly NFL football. Do you like the idea of the NFL season starting Labor Day week?
I don't like it, but let me before I say that, you know, elaborate on that. The NFL, first of all, Mike Florio, if he's hearing whispers and not hard reporting, someone at the NFL is legitimately talking about this. Like this is, you know how the game works. Like, a lot of times we'll have an opinion and it sounds like an opinion, but it's really someone has told us something that's not necessarily like, you can go with this.
And so you're just kind of soft playing it.
Yeah, yeah. I think Florio knows that the NFL is talking about this, but can't necessarily just report it. So this is definitely, in my view, happening. Like this is something that at least the attempt is happening.
And the 18 games is the one that was going to happen.
That's exactly what I was going to say next. And the reason it's happening and the reason he's hearing this is because they've already reported, much less rumor, that the 18 game schedule is being talked about by owners.
This is one of the worst kept secrets. Like,
yes.
Roger Goodell is on wax about the idea of the 18th game.
Yeah.
Like, unless the NFL Players Association finds a level of want to that they have not had for a very long time, and we can discuss the reasons why and whether they should or whether they shouldn't or whatever, they're going to get rolled on that one.
Yes.
That's what the owners want first and foremost. And I haven't seen the NFLPA find enough labor capital to be able to, in negotiations, be like, no, what the owners want first and foremost is not getting done.
NFLPA is going to buckle because they're going to say, okay, two preseason games or one preseason game, and they're going to say, cool. So it's not going to cost, they're not going to get a whole lot more money. So it's going to happen. This is going to happen. All that said, I don't like it. I mean, that's just me as a football fan. Let them have at least one weekend, man. It's your minor league.
What, you mean college football?
College football is your minor league. You better
get to week zero, y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, let them have one weekend. Just one. Because how awesome was this past weekend?
It was fun.
It was great.
Right?
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
And Roger Goodell is like, nah.
And the other part of this report, rumor, whatever you want to call it, is there already, not only has he heard, he's heard they're going to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
It's too much.
Of Labor Day weekend. No, it's not too much.
It's too much.
They'll get away with it, and they'll make millions of dollars, and everybody will watch.
They'll do it, and we'll watch, because we also are the NFLPA. We do not have standards and morals and all those things. Yeah. We're like, football on, well, then let's watch the football.
Yeah.
But it is too much. Like, I don't know if you are starting to get this feeling, and yes, I am boo-hooing about watching sports. You can come for me. It's cool. 713-572-4610. I give you my blessing. But... one of the nice things about football season is there's a nice ebb and flow when you have, but it feels like every day there's football on, and like the Tuesday and the Sunday and the Monday, and even that felt
doesn't
like
matter.
A nice fit. If you're adding extra days, I remember
doesn't
when
matter.
We had that schedule in COVID where you have makeup games and Tuesdays and everything. And you're just like, man,
and we watched.
We did, but it's a lot of days.
Yeah. No, it
I think of it like, you're a church-going man.
Yes, sir.
The idea of, you know, there are some places, some people that go to church on a Sunday, and that's it. And there's some people that go to church on Sunday, and then they have a second service on Sunday, and then there's a Bible study on Tuesday, and then there's small groups on Thursday.
Back in my St. Anne's
and then there's
days.
Evangelism on Saturday. And you're just like, hey, man, I'm a church a lot.
Yeah.
We're at the church of football a lot right now.
Okay, so get a dollar ready, even though I'm doing it. Mark Cuban has talked about...
not me. I didn't do that.
Mark Cuban has talked about the NFL being greedy and says, hogs get slaughtered.
Yeah.
They ain't going to get slaughtered.
Not yet. We haven't found the boundary yet, and that's the amazing thing.
Yeah, they're going to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of Labor Day weekend. We're going to gorge like the hogs we are, and they're going to make a ton of money, and the college football is going to suffer because of it, at least a little bit, and the NFL is going to get away with it. They just will.
Okay, I was about to use a segue that did not make any sense, so I'm just going to not. The Mannings, Peyton and Eli. A couple of dudes that I've actually come to like a lot more than I thought I would, especially Eli Manning. I thought I wouldn't like him, and I like him more than Peyton Manning. Both of them fairly charismatic. They tried to put that charisma to use here. Obviously, the Manning cast is a big-time deal that a lot of people are enjoying. And they Omaha Productions, obviously the production company that they own, and ESPN really tried to put together a big-time celebration of the Manning cast. Yeah. They did a 10-minute video. where they kind of did like a faux Broadway musical or whatever.
It's a short film.
Featuring a lot of people. I mean, they had Snoop, they had Jimmy Kimmel, they had Andy Reid, they had Jason Kelce, they had Kevin Hart, and let me tell you, a lot more of people cameo in this thing just to announce the Manning cast schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
You're like, yes, actually, it's very easy
to
believe
that. Yes, I can. It's the Mannings. I'm with you. I've always liked the Mannings, even back when Peyton was with the Colts.
Eli didn't like that.
I always felt
him
dirty.
And that dumb face.
I always felt dirty, and I always got criticized because, obviously, I'm a Texans fan. But
that's right.
I just loved Peyton Manning. I love Peyton Manning more now. You're right on Eli. Yes, I can believe it. They're good at what they do, and people are going to absorb this, indulge, take it all in, et cetera. By the way, is it 10 games? I think it's three.
I believe it's 11.
Yeah, it's 11, including the wild card game. But the Texans, week 11, November 18th, at the Cowboys, is going to be a Manning cast.
Yeah, Monday Night Football. That should be a fun one.
Yeah.
Are you a person who watches the Manning cast
as
opposed to the primary broadcast?
I tend to flip.
Okay.
But I also tend to, depending on the guest, depending on how funny they are at that moment.
They did make a joke about how that sometimes the guests take them away from the football.
I'll stay with it longer. I don't watch it exclusively during Monday Night Football, but I always go to it.
I'll be interested to see if maybe you'd like it. Bill Belichick will be featured in every single one of these games. So that means I'm really excited to see what kind of insight he brings to the broadcast in addition to those guys. I think that'll be really fun. But yeah, that was another thing that was in the announcement. I wouldn't say that you have to go watch the 10-minute video. They managed to make it fun. So shout out to the Mannings and Manning cast that the Texans will take part of week 11. There you go. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's jump into this. Stephon Diggs was actually featured in GQ. We know he likes to get his model on, but there were some interesting insights into his psyche, which I know that has been kind of a lot of talk, and why Lopez thinks he might be the safest acquisition that Casario has made. Let's talk about all that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.